All right, now welcome back, y'all.
Oh my gosh, sorry. Welcome back. That's strong. It's been a while.
It's been a hot minute. We're back from New York.
Yeah, we miss you guys. We miss the band. Yes. Miss the podcast.
People have been asking, like,
yeah, right?
What the tea is? Yeah. When y'all coming back?
I feel like people dig us.
Well, we back.
We back. People might want to know that we had a special event.
Wait, what happened?
We had our 6-year anniversary on Facebook. Girl, right? Yes. Look at 6 years. Like,
oh my god.
You got on my team on a supplemental draft.
And for all of those who can't see us, black actually does not crack.
That's correct.
It is true.
Okay, yeah. Let's get into this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Okay, rose and thorns of the week.
Rose and thorn. Well, my rose, it started as a thorn because I actually did not go out this weekend. I didn't go out Friday night, and I didn't go out Saturday night.
Oh, my word.
And there was like
somebody checked to see if there was a full moon.
There was like tons of socials going on and lots of parties that I wanted to go to, but me being the procrastinator that I am, I had 3 different papers/projects due, and so I stayed in Friday and Saturday and Sunday to do them.
Procrastination station is the best, though, isn't it?
But I found out today they got an A.
Yes! Class,
so, holla, I got an A. So
my
rose is the A. What about yours?
My rose is, okay, so I've been living here since the end of, what, September?
Yep.
The beginning of October. And today, I have to say, I finally made the journey to Popeye's.
Oh my god, yes! That's not your first Popeye's.
No. Okay. That's my first trip to be able to walk to a Popeye's in 3 minutes. And it was magical.
I got a
2-piece spicy with the fries. And I got it for free.
Did you get a biscuit too?
Yes!
I love their biscuits. They're so good.
So good.
Oh my god.
Did you ever have Church's biscuits? Have you ever heard of Church's chicken?
No.
I guess that's this other thing. They have like honey glazed biscuits.
Oh my god.
Girl.
I like honey butter.
Ooh.
Like,
I think that's what it is.
That might be what it is.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. That's good stuff.
Celebrating.
Thorns.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah. So, like, today, I live Roxbury, work in Charlestown, and take the T to work. Like, the orange line was not working.
At all?
It was, like, shut down. It's supposed to do it over the weekend. And, like, they're like, oops, we didn't finish, so it's shut down today. Like, half my students, like, at school, like, didn't go because they just couldn't get to work.
Dang.
And literally took me an hour and a half to get to work. I feel like I went to, like, Chelsea and back and left, right, up, down to get to Charlestown today. And it was very annoying. Boston needs to get their public
transit. What's the mayor's name?
Together.
Is it Marty Walsh or is that somebody else?
It's definitely not Marty Walsh. Wait, is it?
I don't know, girl.
Oh, God.
I remember there was a black mayor. Wasn't there a black mayor?
Moving on. I don't like questions I don't know the answer to immediately.
So my thorn, girl, passengers who can't read a damn sign. If another freaking Southwest passenger walks up to a podium that says everything around it, Alaska Air, and asks me if this is where they're boarding their flight, I might pull all my hair out. Drives me.
That must be so frustrating.
People, read. Just read. You walk into an airport and like the firewall goes off and everyone just loses their mind.
They're signs for a reason.
It is crazy. All right, now on to our hair picks.
Okay, I can do that. Let's do hair picks.
Okay, so my hair pick is, of course, RuPaul's Drag Race UK.
Which we are watching together.
It is fantastic. It's a cute show.
It's cute.
Different.
It's cute.
The queens are more like, I don't want to say edgy, but funnier in a different way.
Yes, I would say funnier. They're not as polished, though.
Definitely not as polished.
Like, I feel like we could go on there.
Oh, wait a second. You called me not
polished. Oh, wait.
What happened to hashtag new leaf?
That came out incorrect. I apologize.
Okay. I mean, moving on from not being polished.
I apologize.
Cheryl Hole, I think, is like the front runner.
Really?
Yeah. She's reminding me of like Raven.
Okay.
With her looks. Although she always, like you said, she always looks like an old woman.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised you picked her. I saw you as more of like a bag of chips kind of girl.
She's just too much for me, girl.
She's really funny.
She's too loud. She's too much.
I'm going to go with Davina DeCampo. I feel like is she the oldest?
I couldn't tell you.
She's one of the oldest. And she seems to be the most polished. I think she won the challenge this week.
That look she served with that like red ruffle.
Yes.
Or was it blue? Whatever color it was, it was fierce.
I think she knows what she's doing, and I'm excited to see. She'll be in the top 3.
It was cute. I was sad to see Scaredy Cat go.
Gay or straight?
I mean, to each his own. He says he's straight, so come until I see a vitriol of him sucking on some dick. Yeah, it's questionable, but you have to add, whatever. You have to respect what she says, right?
He served some looks, though.
He served some good looks.
For a straight man.
And his performance was actually not bad at all.
Oh, you know what? He should have stayed.
I think so.
He had a more unique performance.
It was quirky.
It was different.
Agreed.
Oh, my God. He should have stayed. My hair pick, like, we're going to movies with Weave. The Joker.
I have not seen it.
You definitely need to check it out. It's a little more depressing than I thought it would be.
Okay.
I'm thinking of, like, Jokers of the past, and there's that, like, twisted comedic edge, whereas with this one, there's, like, a kind of mental health, depression, feelings of, like, being lonely. It's kind of eye-opening and speaks to the society we live in.
Oh, shit, right?
Like, it was an eye-opening movie. It's an eye-opening movie, and if you are into comic book movies or whatnot, Joaquin Phoenix does a great job. That's like a go-to movie. So Joker, see it. Highly recommend.
Okay. Okay, take a break and back with the game recap.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so as we know, I'm a new member of the Roxy Child.
Yes, and my life has changed.
And it is time, you know, for me to get some upgraded furniture.
I think that's correct.
I vote on a field trip to a Wayfair, bitch.
You know what? I heard that they help sponsor our league.
They help sponsor our league, and they also help make your place look quiche.
Yes, they do.
With all the quiches of the quiche home furnishings.
Yep, they're like a furniture home goods store.
Yes,
we have like friends that work there, right?
Tons of friends.
Okay.
Craig Byrne.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, hit them up for a discount.
Yes, Wayfair. Thank you.
Okay, so this week for our recaps, we're not gonna touch on like week four too much, right? Let's just go over the like records.
Yep.
Keep it mostly about week five.
Yep. So captains, thank you for submitting your week four recaps.
Yes, mean it.
But we're not gonna use them. Sorry.
Sorry. All right. So at number one. On the American side is a Navy It's Cold Outside. They went 2-0 week four, 2-0 again this week. Moore was sick, so Farlow played solo captain and led them to their victorious weekend.
Okay.
Rookie CJ Jackson, who's played on the BGBL.
Something else.
The BBC, no. Was really productive and scored a bunch of TDs as line release and managed to get some sacks as rush on the other side of the ball, which is dope.
Fantastic.
So they also say they were pretty shook when Jack stepped in as QB because they were scared of how quick
I've heard he's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, he's shifty. And then second, we've got Purple, the Aubergine Queens. Week four, they went 1-1. This week, 2-0. They're sitting at number two.
Mm-hmm.
Their first game against Talisca's Maruna Matata was apparently super quiche.
Tell me about it.
Both captains were like fresh off the boat from Gable and on fire. BF/Ben Flag, she had a safety. Co-captain
Carr
had several interceptions. You know, Vlad, our girl Vlad.
Oh my God, such a sweetheart. So nice.
Well, he apparently kept it super lit and super cute. As corner not letting anyone pass him, snatching balls left and right, all while grinning from ear to ear.
You get it, Vlad.
I know, I love her. Newbie Amy Mouts. She had several Hail Mary long passes, and I'm talking about like a 30-yard.
And she was just snatching them.
Just snatching them, girl. Vanaman's been holding down their defense and giving teachable moments while doing so.
So good.
They wanted to give a shout-out to Tyler Krutiak, who throw him anywhere, and she can apparently just do the damn thing, girl. And then, like, side note, apparently Flag and Seer had, like, a rogue Uber trip to the field. It took them over an hour to get to the field from the South End.
How does that happen?
Because the Uber driver kept driving all over the damn city, girl. He drove him to the North End. He drove him to Jamaica Plain.
Well, there's a lot of Washington streets.
Oh, I've never even thought about
there's
that.
A lot of Washington streets.
Oh, so they said, Marty Walsh, get it together. Between that and the MBTA house.
My God.
All right, what about y'all?
On our side, the Powder Blues to the People went 2-0 in week four. Again, 2-0 this week. Don't really want to talk about the first game that they played because it was against my Cocksuckers, and we got shut out.
They were doing the damn thing. Robert Sauer looked amazing. Tony looked amazing. Ryan Shine looked amazing.
Aren't we so happy he's not throwing anymore? I mean, it's good that he's like now adding value.
I remember those Fuchsia days.
Oof.
I know, right? Oh, God. That was you.
Oof.
Oh, gosh. So, yes, shut us up. They did great. And in their second game against Black, it was a close game. The Blues were up 24-6 at the half, but Black ended up coming back. They made it close, ended up being 24-19.
Ugh.
Yeah, I guess Jamie Morley missed a night train himself.
Night train Morley.
Was getting stuff done, yes. But ultimately in the end it wasn't enough to beat Black.
And they're the only ones undefeated.
No, nope. Well, kind of, sort of. Number two in our division, who is undefeated in the division, but not overall, is Prep School Varsity.
Okay.
Again, week four, 2-0. Week five, 2-0. They played Forest and they played Red, both very intense games. The score of both games was 13-12.
Dead.
You know what that means?
Nope.
Extra points wins games.
Oh, I was going to say it's a full moon.
Extra points wins games. And I guess Colin Gibbons at safety was like what the doctor ordered.
Go ahead, Colin Gibbons.
But going back to you.
All right. So, So back to us. The Buns of Teal, they went 2-0 week four. This week, they won one and then they tied one. Their game against Maroon, they were apparently caught off guard by Talisca. He was throwing the ball all over the damn place, girl. I knew when she shows up, she can show up. If he has the tools, he's going to be a pretty good QB. Jeremy Moss threw an INT that bounced off
Jeremy.
Teal hands and into Maroons, and then all of a sudden they were down 12-0. Apparently, Captain Smith gave a halftime speech for the ages.
What is that?
He said, I think I said,
I love him.
This wasn't really good. And that was the speech.
That's it?
The speech heard around the world.
Hey, well, they did the damn thing.
And then they woke the fuck up and clamped down on defense and clawed back. Maroon answered back to go up 30-26 with 22 seconds left. Then somehow Joe Platt, who's also fresh from Gable. I mean, Gable folks are turning.
There's so many of us.
Found him in the middle of the field, deep pass in the chest, touchdown. Their game against Gold / us. It was a super hard fought game. Issa, who's a pickup from the, she's from the wait list.
Okay.
Who was also on the Knockers, which is
Knockers.
Also from Gable. Her and John did an amazing job containing my run, girl. It was like, I did not.
You and your shifty hips?
I felt like I was in a cage. I just wanted to be set free. Andrew Burke, another gay bowler, played lights out. Greg Morrissey, she'll catch anything off that line.
Okay.
Jeremy tried, running it in for the winning tee down, but it was snatched right back, girl. They snatched it for a block in the back. And then they couldn't convert in the fourth, and we said, hi, Ty. It was a fun game, though. Kettle Orange with a twist. They went 1-1 and then 2-0 this week.
Okay.
They're sitting at number four. They beat Royal 2014 in a battle of the interceptions. Luke from Orange beat Ethan in the interception battle 3-2.
Oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm. So in the second game, Fuchsia only had 7 players and went head-to-head. They still lost, each team scoring 5 touchdowns.
Okay,
so now imagine this being said in Carl Ames's voice. Who said extra points don't matter?
Oh, I can hear that. I can totally hear that.
Because apparently the other team, they didn't score any of their extra points, and that's how they lost.
Oh my God.
Right?
The extra points really mean something.
What a way to go.
I think I got Forrest next. Week four, they went 1-1. Week five, they went 1-1. And is this recently updated?
Yeah.
Okay. I just noticed this. So since starting the season undefeated, RuPaul Bunyan's Drag Race has been in a death spiral, going from unknown, darling bunch of rookies to a war-torn third world nation being exploited for its natural resources. God damn it.
Is from their captain, word for word.
With losses to Black and Argyle in back-to-back weeks, the glow of what could have been something special has dimmed to reveal the cold gravy reality that dashes their dreams and manifests their fears. Oh my goodness. They continue to tinker with the lineup and to find the best fit for their rookies while also giving them exposure to new positions. The result has been some growing pains. That said, even in their darkest hours, there is still a glimmer of hope.
Still a glimmer, girl.
Pat Haverty is slinging the ball like a seasoned veteran. Libby DeRozier continues to fearlessly score points. And all of Kyle Schaffman's fingers are currently pointing the correct way.
No, I guess, direction.
Yeah, I guess Jason Park had a game-ending sack against White, but will mostly remember the game for the first and only chance at a pick six in his life.
Oh, good for you.
And I guess John Fernandez's metamorphosis into a lockdown corner is almost complete as he leaves the chrysalis ready to find the sweet nectar that is bump and run zone coverage. Oh. That you need to do that stuff. And, of course, our boy Josh Ellis scored the game-winning extra point.
Good job, girl.
But, you know, he probably already told everybody that.
I'm sure. While she had her fur on.
I know, right? I blame the fur coat.
Okay, so back to us on the fifth. Sitting at fifth is R, the Prince and his Poppers. They had a close defensive-dominated game that they lost by 6 points to Orange and beat Unicorn by 1 point.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's close.
Cute, right? As mentioned earlier, their game against Orange started with early INTs by both teams, which kept it interesting.
Yeah.
Then their game against Royal, they had a lead in the second half, but a deep pass from rookie, ugh, yummy Ted Hack.
I still don't know who this person is.
Open your eyes, girl. to another rookie, Luke Dwyer, led the score that won the game for Orange. The game went back and forth, could have gone either way, but Orange ended up pulling out the W.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Few should have prepped last week. 1-1 this week, 1-1 sitting at number 6.
Okay.
Josh Koenig's out due to, I believe, a ruptured Achilles tendon.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Glass hustle that happened to Gable. So they snatched up Miss Johnny Julia / Tarzan off the waiters.
Nice.
Straight from the honeymoon to the field, child. She was on point and in Gable form for both games. With 9 players, they won one game against a Unicorn handedly. The second game, they had 7 players and ended up losing to Orange by 6. Cam Gillawater said their median age might have been 39, but they're still coming for you. And what's wrong with 39? How old are you?
Not 39. Add a couple years to that.
Okay, but overall, a no drama, fun weekend all around. Okay, and he said he has some tea from their social, but he didn't want to call out Brian Burns.
Ooh, so, ooh, you know I love a good tea.
Yeah, we need to get that.
We need to get that. It could be on Who Said That.
Ooh. we know who said that.
So I'm going to go into Yellow, who went 1-1 week 4. But this week, they went 2-0. So, and they were in 9th place, and now they're in 4th because of this last weekend. They beat Kelly Key Lime 25-12, and then they beat Pink 25-6. They played great in both games. And you know who's up-and-coming QB?
Who?
Matt Martell.
Oh, Martell. She's trying to get girl.
Martell was doing the quarterback thing. Clearly, it's working.
He's doing well.
And you know who's catching things left and right?
Who?
Lee Townsend.
Come on, Lee.
Wide receiver with Mostert.
Come on, Lee.
So he's doing his damn thing.
From ref to riches.
And you know who's rushing?
Mm-mm.
Rich Brady.
Did.
Rich Brady.
Mic drop.
I guess offense were like, no, thank you. And Rich Brady was doing his thing.
Come on, bitch.
So, Yellow, watch out. They're busting loads left and right.
Okay.
Yellow
Ew,
ones.
Busting loads.
It's their team name.
Uh-uh.
Yellow ones.
Oh.
Call the doctor.
Oh, God. It's so gross.
And so, then you have White, who week 4 went 1-1. Week 5, 1-1 again.
Cute.
You like to call the quarterback, or not the quarterback, the captain.
Tim dumped the ball
off. Hey, girl. So, in their first game against Red, White was hungry for a win against Max and Kevin St. July. The Claws defense locks Max in the mud, I guess, forcing a punt in the first possession.
Oof.
And I guess they have this former lacrosse player. His name's Tristan. His athleticism proved to be a great asset for the White Claws. Guess he caught several passes, ran the ball for dozens of yards at a time. His instincts and his enthusiasm, however, landed him in some hot water with the referees because he got some penalties for the flag garden. For the flag garden.
They need to ban that flag garden.
But I see it all the time. People like people be running like this. Like
you literally
put two hands on the ball.
Look left and they say flag garden.
You just got to put two hands on the ball. So even despite that setback, White took a commanding lead in the first half. But Max and Kevin must have said something in the huddle because Red did come back in the second half and they looked like a different team. The energy was up. But ultimately, White won.
Oh, sounds like a good game.
And I guess they had their second game against Forest, who we just talked about. And, you know, Josh was trying to catch things, but Charlie Perry, back from a hamstring injury, thwarted every attempt.
Come on, Charlie Perry.
I guess Forrest relied on Kevin Couture to march the ball down the field.
She's always
and only with seven players, White held Forrest's offense back. Jasper Prey, in his first place QB, threw an interception, but kept his cool, and I guess kept passing the ball to the new guy, I guess, 6'4 lineman, Rob Moyer.
Oh, my God. Just, visualizing that. Little itty-bitty baby Jasper throwing to,
big old
State Building.
Big old man. So I guess Rob was, like Gronkowski, just up, down, left, right, cute, up, down, spinning, doing his damn thing. And I guess with a minute left and down 21-20, Jasper led the White offense to the 20-yard line. Ultimately, White couldn't do it, and Forrest took that from them. Okay, so moving on down to the National Division. Last week, I have the Merlot My Gods, the red team. Last week, they went 2-0. This week, they went 0-2. When the captains were approached for a soundbite, all I got was they came in second twice.
I like that.
Yeah,
instead of 0-2, they came in second
twice. I mean, they have two great captains. Every team has a bad week, unless you're Tony Adelino, of course. so this was their not-so-stellar week. Next week, they'll be back at it.
I hope so.
And then we come to my team, the Cocksuckers.
Cocksuckers.
We went 1-1 week four. We went 1-1 this week. Every week, we've been 1-1. We played the light blue team, powder blue to the people, and they gave us an ass-whooping. And then we were able to wake up for the second game against
Tropic Like It's Hot.
And we did really, really well during that game.
I saw y'all lighten up the field that game.
It was lighting up the field. Yeah. And I was just really proud, because even in that game one against Light Blue, we got shut out. But we were literally just laughing, staying positive, staying focused. I was really pumped. Chico Pacheco caught his first ball.
Is she related to Justin Pacheco?
Probably. Who knows? They're both sexy and brunette.
Oh,
yeah.
I need you to show me some pictures, child.
He caught his first ball ever.
Oh, bravo.
And we were down literally four people game one, five people game two. So it was a little rough.
You were down five people game two?
Yep.
Lord have mercy.
Yep. And it was Connor, Dan and Doe, Jeremy, with Cam.
Send him back.
Jesse. So
you want to get a refund, girl.
So I'm ready to have a full squad this week.
Okay, so now my team, the good gold almighty, that's big.
Good gold almighty.
Last week we had 0-2. We should have talked about it because there was lots of drama that weekend. But this week we won one and tied the Buns of Teal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, Buns of Teal?
Buns of Teal?
Okay. Yeah,
Buns
of
Teal. Our first game against Brown, I mean, that was a tough game for them. They were down.
Oh, that's David Richard.
We literally ran through
them. Oh, and Tom Hart.
Yeah. Who wasn't there? Kevin Long wasn't there. I mean, would have probably beat y'all, but they weren't there, so you got to mention that. They did complete, the entire game, they all had positive attitudes. They fought hard, which was, that's all that really matters.
Yep.
And the game against Teal, we had a girl the first half, balls were dropping left and right.
Oh my gosh.
You couldn't, they couldn't, folks couldn't catch the ball
for
their life. It was dry.
Yeah.
Not a drop in the sky. So we went down 12-0 or 0-12, the beginning of the goddamn game. Literally came out of the gates just throwing darts. Jeremy Moss.
Oh my god!
And it was just where is she coming from?
So good.
Turned it around second half, tied it.
Okay.
It was an epic fight.
It's a good game. It sounds like.
After us sitting at eighth are the Coffee Grinders. They went 1-1 week four, 1-1 this week.
Yeah.
Like I said, they had a tough game against us, missing some key players. Our defense, their defense couldn't stop a train with no gas. I mean, their second game against Kelly was back and forth. They were tied 12-12 at the half.
Yeah.
They forced a punt in the second half and went up 25-18 and held them on fourth down with under 30 seconds left to take the win.
No way.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Mike Wake and Jacob Jared, they had great defensive games. Apparently snatching flags and tipping passes left and right. Yeah, good for them.
Some good football.
And your peeps?
Over in the National, tied for the eighth spot are Pink and Black.
The Pigs.
So Pink went 1-1 week four.
Pigs.
And then this week they went 0-2. They kind of blew it this weekend, says their captain, but I guess he was really psyched to see Josh Guerra, Sean Sweats, both corners doing a really good job, and of course, Mr. David Mulford being the rock star rush that he is.
Go ahead, Mulford.
But all in all, I guess the pig pen was a little messy. Pig pen was a little messy this weekend. Okay, and also at that eighth spot is Look Black at It. Freaking love that name. They went 1-1 this week, and despite being down in numbers, and I guess Condon's ear was like leaking pus.
Ew!
Yeah, I guess he's
don't confession. Look Black at It.
Still playing.
Gross.
Black was never out of it, and they continued to battle all weekend. Oh, both God, so games gross. Were close. I know, right? I can still just think of pus. They were down 5 against Light Blue, and they were down by 1 against Key Lime. Let's just say people just don't forget Kurt Schilling's bloody sock. They're down, but they're not out. And no one's going to forget Condon's, like, I guess he had a napkin. Like,
what is to clean wrong it out, with and this it was, team?
Like, filled with pus. So,
God.
So that's where like the Kurt Schilling reference comes in. I guess it was iconic.
Who was Kurt Schilling?
Oh, stop that right
is
now.
He like
a you don't want to know.
Okay. That's a peanut guy. Wait for our special guest out. I guess Schilling. Captain Newell. Couldn't be prouder of his team. They played their asses off in both games. And I guess Night Train Jamie, what a catch.
Choo-choo.
Andrea Space Jam of Flag Flag Football.
Space
Tim
Jam.
Daly coming back from an injury and crushing it. And Miss Wayne teaching those QBs what a rusher can do. And even
ahead,
though they
Wayne.
May have not had 2 wins on the field, they definitely crushed that social on Saturday. I missed that. I was so bummed
same.
About that.
I
wanted to go. Please invite me to the next one. Thank you. Quarter Pounders. 0-2 week 4, but 2-0 this weekend.
Cute.
And you know what the big change was?
Talk.
They switched quarterbacks. I guess Mike Ward was the QB this week.
She's happy about
and
it.
And they mercy ruled Pink and Tropical.
Cute.
And
ooh.
They had 3 picks.
Okay.
And
another and.
Kevin Davila like is this new like superstar wide receiver. So go get yours, Quarter Pounders. Go get yours.
Good job. Keep it up. And on our side at 9th, we got Maroon Amatata. Week 4, they went 1-1. This week, they came in second twice.
They came in second twice?
Yeah,
love
twice,
that.
Girl. They were pretty shorthanded, lost both games on the final drives. Both were close games. They lost by 2 to teal, 8 to purple. Lots of people play positions that they normally wouldn't play on both sides of the ball. Apparently, well, clearly, they have to be a really versatile team. They just need to put the pieces together.
It'll come. We still got time. We got a month.
Following them in 10th, we got Kiss Me, I'm Irish. Week 4, 0-2. This week, they went 1-1.
Okay.
Moving on up. Kelly, welcome Rachel. Don't have your last name, but I'll find it. apparently she's been like doing the damn thing. They've yet to have a week with their entire roster. They had 2 far hot losses against Navy and Brown.
Okay.
The Brown game featured a tip and a pick 6 from Ted Costigan, but too many interceptions.
Oh, yeah. That happens. So last 2 spots over on the national side, 11 goes to Lima Slate for you. Week 4, they were 0-2. This last week, they were 1-1. They were shorthanded again with only 9 players, but they had amazing efforts by both John Murphy and Toby Kavanaugh, who they both played both sides of the ball and played positions they don't usually play. John had a career-long 30-yard catch, and Toby had
30 yards.
A ton of catches that, like, he was one of those people that, like, went back to the huddle and was like, I'm open on this side. Do this play for me. Do this play for me. He was showing out. And they had their can't speak right now. I think it's the Tito's. Is it the Tito's? I think it's is there a commercial again?
No Mas Tito's.
So yeah, they did lose to Yellow, and John Provenos, one of the OGs, he hurt his ankle but still continued to play with it. He threw a couple bombs versus Yellow, but it wasn't enough because you got Mike O'Brien out there just like big red,
big red,
in his thing.
Big
he had,
red.
He had a pick 6. He had like 93 catches.
That bitch can move.
And in the second game, they were able to squeak out a win against Black. Lima Slate for you fought hard to overcome an early deficit. I guess John, even with his ankle like that, like hobbled over like the line on a fourth down to make it a first down. And they ended up just like getting the job done.
All right, and 11th on our side, the Lisa Frank Trapper Keepers. 0-2 week 4, 0-2 this week. They said they're proud of the team for staying cool, but still playing aggressive and fighting
hard
in both games after a rough game versus Orange 2 weeks ago. The offensive line, they seem to be starting to gel, led by Effie Mugianis, Maria O'Brien, and Zach Morin. looking at y'all. Uh-huh. Okay. Kudos to Josh Frank for stepping up and bringing a fierce rush, especially in the absence. Especially, whatever, in the absence of two primary rushers being unavailable this past week. And Steve Abrams for some clutch catches, yeah, girl. The Unicorns, they're going to fly under the radar in the regular season. Oh, I see what he did there. They're going to fly under the radar in the regular season and surprise some teams in the playoffs. Okay, we'll see about that. I like that
confidence.
We'll see about that.
And just rounding out the National Division, 12th is the Trap-a-leg is hot.
With the cutest shirts.
They are so cute. Ugh. Those ones and the Argyle ones.
And the unicorn.
So, Tropical went 0-2. Because they still plagued by injuries. Like, I felt so bad. Like, Danny Lynch, amazing. Like, he's hurt. Look on the sideline. Jared is, like, hurt. I'm like, what is wrong? What happened to the team? So, there's some smart players. There's some talented players on that team. We played them. I liked what I saw. So once they're healthy, they're going to be amazing. And they only had seven people, which is like exhausting. That's
always tough.
It's always tough. So hopefully next week when they have a full squad, they're going to do the damn thing.
Oh, finally.
Rooting for you.
Yes, okay. Rounding out our side, American side, are the Kilty Pleasures. They placed what?
Second
twice this week, unfortunately. Apparently they had very close games, both defensive battles, really. They haven't had a week, I don't think, since week one, week two, since both of their captains have been there. One got married, one got stuck in a storm, one was on the honeymoon, one was on vacation. So, I mean, maybe this next week. Rested from his honeymoon, though, and hot from Gable, Tarzan had both TDs from Jack as QB off the line. Cam and Super Trooper Nick, they had some huge catches. Defensively, their girls, Becca and Michelle, who's also a new girl from the Knockers.
How many people we get from the Knockers?
I'm telling you, they are coming to take over, and I'm excited about it.
I don't hate it.
They did a really good job at rushing. The second game, they lost by 6. Tars had another TD with Cam.
Yes.
And Dakota, girl, she's coming through on offense.
Dakota Downs?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Dakota and Becca had some huge pressure sacks also throughout the game, so it sounds like it's rounding out to be a
try and
pretty
come for
good
me when
season.
I'm on that line, so I gotta say.
Okay, don't come for me either. So, quick commercial break, and then back with our Fresh Meat and Fine Wine Remixed. Okay.
Asterisk. Okay.
It's like the star.
Yeah. Oh, I love this podcast.
It's so much fun.
You know what helps me get through it?
Nope.
You know what's in here? Tito's Vodka.
Tito's Vodka.
They help us with our league.
They're fantastic. And they help us get through the weekend.
They help us get through the week, the weekend, the morning, the holidays.
Some people's entire day.
The Blarney. No, thank you, Tito's, for helping this league with what we do.
And you're always in those special moments.
Yes, you are. Okay, we are back with one of our favorite segments.
Yes.
Fresh meat
and fine wine.
However, we're going to give it a little remix.
However.
We got some feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Guess it maybe sounded a little predatorial.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to call it fresh meat and fine wine anymore.
Not anymore.
So how do we all feel about rising stars?
I love it.
And OMGs, like OGs, but like mature ones.
Done.
That's where the M
love
comes
it.
From.
Into it.
Like, yeah.
Stamp of approval.
Okay.
Boom.
Then let's get into it.
Okay.
Can I start?
Of course.
Okay. So my rising star goes to somebody on the white team. His name is, I think it's Rob. It's the Rob Moyers guy. The 6'4 lineman. I think he played rugby. I think we got him from rugby.
So they got a rugby player, a lacrosse player. I mean, are they just trying to host the Olympic Games
over there? He's like a beard inspiration. He's like a really nice, like soft brown beard. He's super smiley. He's got a great smile. And he's like Gronkowski on the field. He's a great player. He's doing
Wait, what else do you like about him?
If he could ask me in person if he would like
to. Okay, you heard it here first.
What about you?
My rising star is going to go to Beth Kalita. She's an OG Knocker. Yeah, she played on the First Ladies Gable team.
Oh, in Boston.
When we hosted her. She's just a badass chick.
Is she the one that has like the amazing hair?
Amazing hair. Yes. She's dope on the field. She's got her like partner in crime, Lady Blue, like partner, always on the sidelines. Yes. She's just super quiche.
I love her.
Okay, and you're
OMG? Okay, this might come as a surprise. Uh-huh. But my OMG goes to Mr. Craig Burns.
Oh, Craigie!
Craig Burns! And you know what? I hear he's turning 40 soon.
Oh.
So,
and a oop. No, facts are facts.
Facts are facts.
Yeah, facts are facts.
How he's welcome to my club, Craig Burns. I mean, he's been in this league a very, very long time. He's been a captain. He's been an on-field leader. He's been on tournament teams.
Yeah.
Like, he literally is an OMG. And
OMG.
He's an OMG. And he's a great player. And I'm glad he's joining the 40 Club. And keep doing what you do, Craig Burns. I love you.
Congratulations. My OMG is to the one, the only, Paula Santos.
Oh, my God.
If you don't know her, you actually do know her. Like, she's literally sprinkled in every single part of the league. Everything you see.
She's such a sweetheart.
Is an amazing person. Yep. A great teammate. And just a gem. Even, like, outside of football.
Yep.
Love her to bits and pieces. So, now our Bend and Snaps of the Week.
Bend and Snaps!
Yes.
You okay. Go.
My bend and snap is going to go to all of the Gable teams. We all turned up and turned out. Like, for all of us to have, or for every division to have made it to the semis, and the women to do what they did against Denver.
Yep.
Like, it was just a great showing. And the support and the love that was there was just...
The highlight was that. Women's game against Denver. Like, Boston surrounded them.
That was one of their highlights.
That was amazing.
And what about you?
I'm going to do something a little different, being a teacher, and this is Spirit Week at Charlestown High School. Mm-hmm. And this week we actually have, we're wearing pink this week, one of the days.
Oh, cute.
For Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That's what
we
October
should do
is. Oh my God, like, get pink socks.
Yes.
But so yeah, my Ben and Snap of the Week is going to go to anyone who has survived breast cancer, who knows someone going through breast cancer, just whose life has been affected by breast cancer in any capacity. I just want to give you Ben and Snaps for dealing with that the best way you possibly can, and just know that people respect and love you.
That is Trey beautiful and Trey touching.
Thank you.
I'm so into that.
They deserve it.
Oh, bend and snap all the way, girl, till your knees break. Okay, so totes. We'll take a quick break and then come back with our Who Said That?
Who Said That?
Who Said That?
Who Said That? So this week in the hot seat, current teammate, former teammate, good friend of ours, Mr. Alex Reamer.
Hello. Yes, and...
Come a little closer. The hot seat's not that close.
It's not that hot.
That was my introduction, and full-time lover to David Lopes.
Oh! Can I be part-time?
Sure. Oh,
yeah.
Let's put the
part-time lover to who?
We'll
me
find
or
out.
David,
we will find out later.
I love you to
ask
cookie
me tomorrow.
Who's to say I'd be in the middle?
Okay. Nasty heathen. Child.
The hot seat just got hotter.
Blazing.
I missed
it. It's a sauna in here now.
Right? You're natural.
I love watching you guys do it. It's very, very organic.
Okay.
I will say, though, I mean, the image of Condon and just puss, like,
oh my God.
I was literally just reading what.
Pretty gross.
It is an awful visual.
Oh, that actually makes sense, because I said hi to him this week. He looked mad at me, but it was probably just.
It was just
pus.
Oh my God.
It's like.
His whole face looked mad at you because pus was coming out of his ear.
I feel like he was so irritated at the pus that, like, that came across in his face. I was like, what did I do? I just said hi. But he was probably annoyed at the pus.
It's like, were you guys friends with the wrestlers in high school who had the cauliflower ear?
Yes,
that shit on their ears. So
I was never friends with the wrestlers because I would always get in trouble.
I would
be walking around hard all day in high school.
Oh, with the wrestlers? I know, it was pretty disgusting, though. Like, they would have to fast and, like, drop 20 pounds.
Yeah, but they looked hella good.
There was one wrestler I gave a handy behind the biology table. Oh,
you are really...
Really?
Yes.
You,
Mr. Bruce's...
Mr. No, Bruce?
Mr. Bruce's science
Mr.
class.
Bruce, are you listening?
I said HJ was happy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, HJ.
And it's so funny, because I literally, like, was on Facebook the other day, and, like, he came across my Facebook. He's, like, married with children now.
Oh, God.
But he got an HJ by Dave Lopes. Yeah, so that's that. Don't want to talk about that anymore.
Did you ever do anything like that in high school, Henry? And I've like no.
Are we talking about like sexual experiences?
I have no fun like sexual high school experience. At all to think none.
Oh my god!
The first like proper blowjob I got was after swim practice freshman year.
What?
Because we used to practice at Tulane's pool. So me and my
college or
high school.
High school.
Me and
I did have some college experience.
My swim teammate, who then became, I hated him after I got my dick sucked. And then we became like besties. Anyway, we were in the sauna and I was like, girl, I was like, I bet you, I'll give you $1 if you suck my dick. And
no,
he was
you
like,
did
okay.
Not.
And he sucked my dick.
That's the way to do it. You got to make like a dare.
Well, we joke about it to this day, though, that I never gave him $1.
Is he gay now?
Yeah, he's a queen.
Oh, a queen.
Yeah, I actually saw him in New York for Gable.
No fucking way. Oh,
he was with my, hanging out with my damn ex. Like,
no.
Leave me alone.
I didn't do that much. I mean, I was
bad or good.
No, it's just like he doesn't know how to just be friends. We can't just be friends. He's always like trying to.
You and your ex?
Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you been broken up?
A decade?
Yeah. I've not known Henry
that's
before.
Come on.
Yeah, that's a little too long. Because they do say,
doesn't
it take double the amount of time to get over a relationship?
Honestly, that is 100% accurate.
Is that accurate?
That's 100%
accurate.
But
you guys are not dating 20 years.
We were not dating more than 3 years.
So he's crazy.
Definitely.
He's so nice, though. What about you? What's going on in your sex life, Luca?
Oh, you know, it's very steady.
Okay.
Steady. He wins the race.
I like steady.
We could have another member to our Oreo cookie here.
Oh.
I know. You like the brown. Wow. You like a little melanin.
I'm an ambassador to, you know, many.
Oh, people. Yes. You do like the melanin. Now I get it. Now I see where this train is.
Like.
Okay.
I'm part of the show here.
Okay. So now, let's just get to the nitty gritty.
Okay.
So now it's us.
Oh, we had a cute little calm.
We did.
That's it. We're done now.
We are done now. No, this is now like a new segment.
Right.
And yeah, you and I have been friends for a long time now.
Mm.
And yes. I don't even know if I've ever asked you this, because clearly when I met you for the first time, I had other things in mind.
Yes.
But like, why did you join the Flag Football League?
I mean, to be friends with David Lopes. Is that everybody joins the league?
Oh my god.
That's a good answer, because he might get poisoned.
Never know.
Oh my god.
You give this out.
That is a good answer, girl.
Right now. I mean, you know, it's a yeah.
Might be missing a shoe.
You never know.
For the record, that is entirely false, because you had joined the league and came to a party that I was at, and somebody else was at, and we did not.
Who was somebody else?
We did not even speak to each other.
Do I know somebody else?
First captain? I don't know.
No, it may have been the commissioner at the time.
Oh,
remember when we all went to Jacques?
Yes,
I did not.
Y'all could see my face.
I did not speak to him.
Yeah.
Ooh. Do you have like a favorite part of the league so far?
You know, I want to bring back, I was saying earlier, you know, the Blarney is great and I love going after most games.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like.
Oh, I love a butt.
As recent, yeah, it's like.
A big juicy butt.
And like when I first joined, not that long ago, 3 years ago, I think, it was like packed. You couldn't
it
even
did
move.
Used to be like
jammed. What happened? I don't understand. People
I mean,
still like to drink, right?
Well, it feels like the day's gotten longer. Games are like two-hour
like,
breaks.
If your
sometimes.
Games are 8:30, 9:30, like you're not going to the Blarney and staying there until 2 or 3.
Although last week was the only week so far where I haven't like stayed there until 6, 7 o'clock.
I mean, I love going to the Blarney.
That's always a tough feeling, though, because then you're like still so sweaty from like the day.
Who
and
cares?
And you're, like,
I went
like,
to,
so
okay,
sweaty.
So we had our football game.
It's dark.
We stayed at Blarney until 7 o'clock in our uniforms, me and Steph. And then we went to Mark Smith in our uniform.
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
We went to, like, an actual party in our uniforms.
I would not be caught.
Last week?
No, like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
Nope.
Hell yeah.
Nope, not doing it.
It was before Gable.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the movie used to be you would hang on Miss Eye, like, and have any friends. Like, I would hang around Blarney, like, just looking to, like, latch onto plants. It's actually effective. Like, it's very effective.
It started out with, okay, we're going to stay for one more drink. And Oh, Mark Smith, we're going to my house. You want to come over? No, we shouldn't go over. Let's go over.
Let's go over.
And then to the party. Yeah. MS continued to blend. I did not.
No, he did not. OMS.
Probably with his little house slippers.
He loves those things.
Love that little boy.
Night in the city.
Girl, we turned it up.
We went to Duncan.
Yes, we did.
Any big plans in the future with like league stuff? Do you want to be on the board?
I don't know.
Do you ever want to be a captain?
I feel like you could totally be on
the board. Do you ever want a quarterback?
No, definitely not quarterback. I mean, I had the rare honor of our first game this past week that we lost like 52-0.
Oh my word. That sounds like a lot of games.
I allowed 21 points, I think, all by myself. And that's amazing when you as a cornerback allow like way more points.
That takes talent.
It does take talent.
That takes talent. That's a gift.
It is quite a gift.
You are being too hard on yourself. You're not wrong, but you're being too hard on yourself.
Would you ever want to join the board?
Perhaps. Okay. I don't want to necessarily challenge a strong incumbent. Maybe I'll run on the board. Who knows though? Elections are hard. They're hard. You don't want any Russian interference.
It is. But it's a lot of fun.
Applications are going to be happening soon.
Yeah.
So. I don't know if I want to do like all that like inner work. It's like seems so. Like,
what about becoming a committee member?
What is that?
Like not like a proper board member, but somebody who helps the board.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I'd love
to. There you go. We got our new committee member, right?
We have a committee member.
I was already part of a committee.
Okay, girl, this has been a lot of fun. This is now a 3-hour podcast.
I know. Well, he's so interesting.
Yeah, the conversation flowed like a river, child.
I know. Is there anything you want to ask us?
What's interesting watching you guys record the show is that you both are mostly what you're like. David talks with a much more sing-songy voice than he does in real life.
What do you mean sing-songy?
Sing-songy. Like you know, Ariel from The Little Mermaid?
Yeah, everything has like a high twist to it. Like, they lost 28-7. Like, but, oh my God, I love it.
Oh my God, I'm being read to filter it.
But a lot of people do that. You have a much more southern twang.
Oh yes, southern twang. Come
everything
on.
Everything is a southern twang.
I find myself using my hands a lot, even though there's like nothing that I'm like pointing
at. Yeah, and you like kind of look at each other, but kind of don't.
Here we are
it's
talking.
It's like if I like just look at the wall. As I was talking to you guys.
Oh
like,
my God.
Yeah, I guess you are reading off your computers, but
yeah.
No, I like it. It's good.
Okay, well,
yeah, maybe I'll have to be a regular listener now.
I've never heard the podcast.
This is the one that I will listen to, though.
Okay, well, you should listen to most of them.
People love listening to themselves. Like, and I used to.
No, I hate it.
Like,
I actually hate
listening
to myself.
Do you listen to the podcast, right? Do you listen to
it? I actually.
I used to. Well, during editing it.
Oh, yeah, so you, I guess, already hear it.
No, 7,000 times.
Like, I know what I said. I actually don't like hearing myself talk.
It's been fun to be a part of. Thank you guys for having me.
It's been fun having you. Heart you. See you Saturday. It might be too soon, but see you anyway. Love you, girl.
Love you.
Okay, now just a side note. So I was just watching like Apple News and Mark Zuckerberg came up from like the Facebook because of the like whole election thing. So she's been like talking to folks saying she just found... Anyway, I'm not going to get into the details of Mark.
I know what you're talking about.
I feel like he would be really boring, but I bet you he's got like whips and chains and like slings and stuff. I could see him being a freak nasty thing with like a 20-inch dong.
Oh my God. I mean, he's... in control of so much of his like life and all his worth and whatnot, I wouldn't be surprised if he like, have you seen Pose? If he's like one of those people that goes to those places and is like, choke me, bound me, gag me, like wrap me up in cellophane, like throw me in a basement, treat me like a bitch.
Okay,
like,
Mark Zuckerberg, find me on Facebook. Henry Honoré.
Oh my God, he's
tough. All right, now on to
Who Said That?
Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I'll start because I feel like I saw your notes. Yours is a little more, yeah. So I will start because mine's not as, yeah. Okay. So I was at the Blurry on Saturday like we always do. And there was a team sitting together.
Uh-huh.
And like two of the members on that team were kind of like sitting.
What did they look like? What were they wearing?
Nope,
what
color? Nope, not doing it. Not doing it. And two of them were like kind of sitting a little bit away from the group. And one of them called out the other one and literally said like, hey, I don't understand why you don't like me. And I was like, oh my God, I literally was looking this way, but my eyes and ears are like this way. And I was like, what is the other person going to say? And the other person was, their reaction was priceless. They said, I think they were like trying to like save face, but he said, it's not that I don't like you. It's just that I don't know you.
Oh, she threw some like old school,
right?
Leaked Phaedra
Hawkshade. Right?
And then I kind of
we like, don't know each other. Okay.
And then it was the conversation just kind of ended, and they just like kind of walked away from each other.
Oh my.
Yeah. So weird.
Okay, you need to catch me and find
oh,
me.
Oh yes, I will. I will tell you exact. I will tell you that.
Oh my word.
No.
Who said that?
No.
Okay, so my who said that was actually heard here.
In the Roxy?
In the Roxy.
Okay.
I think I know where you're
going. Said person said,
oh God.
The last time I had a finger up my ass, that person pulled their finger out so fast that I shat everywhere.
Oh my God. Yep.
Is that not foul?
That, yep, that
foul.
Is foul.
Foul but funny.
And then I said, I think it's time to go. Out my house.
Oh, my word. But who said that?
Who said that?
All right, so last but not least for this week is our flash forward.
Yes, flash forward.
Okay, so next weekend, I think Navy v. Teal, 10:30 at Dot Part, is going to be a cute game, girl. Navy's at the top. They've been playing really well.
Okay.
Teal, they've got Jeremy Moss, who...
So good.
Again, came out lights a-blazing, so we'll see if he does the same thing. I think it'll be a battle royale. What about y'all?
I'm really looking forward to the Silver versus Arwell game at 11:30 on Walsh Park, at okay. Walsh Park. Because Silver, now that Mike Ward is QBing, they went 2-0 this weekend. I think that there's a spark under them, and there's this like new dynamic. And
if they can keep up the momentum, right?
Yeah, and Argyle's like one of the top teams in the division. I think that's going to be a
good
match.
Did you know Ward had never played football before joining the league, like last year?
What?
Had never played football.
That's insane.
Crazy.
Wow.
That's insane.
That's insane.
So I guess our closing is we could talk about these board applications that are going to be coming up soon, right?
Yes, that's a thing.
If you're out there and you're interested in being a part of the league, helping make even more of a difference,
yeah,
join the board.
Join the board. Talk to somebody. Talk to a Jonathan
Fenlon. Or at least apply to.
A Ken Westerman, a Patrick Santos.
It's a great experience, and it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But you'd be surprised how much just one idea can spark and change a whole thing.
And like the lives that you affect by the things that you do.
It's worth it.
It totally is.
We need folks. And
also, in 2 weeks, Spooky Bowl, 11 o'clock, November 2nd. I know a ton of y'all are going to be in P-Town for Halloween. So make sure you pack your cleats, you pack your pocketless shorts, and play some football.
I can't wait.
It's going to be so amazing. If you need more info, just go to the Flag Fly football page. It's there.
It's going to be a cute weekend.
Are you going to play?
I'm going to be there in probably a cape with a drink and a straw, most likely tequila. Uh-huh. I love you, Tito's, but most likely tequila. Sipping, watching, spilling tea.
I'll be with you.
Yes, okay. Queen. Okay, so till next week,
stay snatched with Wig and Weave.
Yay!